Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, folks. Every Tuesday at 11:10, we set aside some time to talk about folks that are making a difference in our community, working in the trenches. We talk about this all the time, one step at a time, trying to move our community forward. And in the end, we're all better for it, no doubt about that. And I've said that the NOLA Coalition came at the right time, a defining moment in this city, this collaborative effort between not-for-profits, businesses, individuals is huge. And we wanted to give everybody an opportunity to hear about the participants and what actually is going on deep down in the roots of our community each and every day. And today's no different. We are joined by Cornelius Bankston, the managing partner of The Lab by TechPlug, powered by Healthy Blue. And that is a long name there. Cornelius, welcome to the show.
Yes. Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, tell us about your organization, the mission, the vision, and likewise.
Sure. Yeah. So The Lab by TechPlug, powered by Healthy Blue, is a health innovation center located on Ursuline and Dirgenwall, right there in the Treme community. We're really focused on being a gap filler as it relates to providing innovative health solutions to vulnerable and marginalized communities. And the way that we do that is through different programming, and we also work with innovative health tech companies across the country as well as there here in New Orleans, where we bring them into our space. We actually help them to understand how do you scale your business from just where you are into where you can actually drive utilization and adoption into the community. And those founders that have an opportunity to work in the community to really understand, does my device really meet the needs of a Miss Ann down the street who doesn't have access to transportation and she needs to go get her medication at CVS, which is potentially 10 miles away. And so they work on solving those types of problems, as well as we offer community programming. So on certain days, we have Purple Van Days, where we partner with New Orleans East Hospital. There, they have a mobile unit. We bring them into our space. We offer blood pressure checks, glucose checks, et cetera, and we also provide food. And that's an opportunity for the community to come into the space, get those health checks that are needed, but also learn more about what we're doing and how they can become proactive opposed to reactive to their health care. And we also provide food for them as well on those days.
If you would, Cornelius, I had an experience when I was at Tulane Law School and Tulane Law Clinic. Some of the most simplistic things in life I learned ended up being the biggest barriers to people having some minimal successes in life. But they were huge. And in the healthcare world, we deal with that every day, right?
Yeah, we do. You know, we think through those social determinants of health, you know, just transportation. Some people take that for granted, just being able to get back and forth to your clinician for your annual checkup or for your monthly check-in. We think about medical adherence. So when you think through, okay, am I able to get to the pharmacy so I can stay compliant with the medication routine that I have been prescribed? You think through just all these access issues. When you think through just even where our building is located, we're located right there, as I mentioned, Ursuline and Dirgenois. And you think about healthy food options. There's a Whole Foods on Broad, but then there's also a more convenient convenience store on the corner. And most people who might not have the means to go to a Whole Foods, they probably will go to the convenience store. And the convenience store might not have a lot of healthy options. And if you're suffering from diabetes, you probably should not be eating a whole lot of, you know, potted meat or salty foods or a lot of high sugary foods. And so just thinking through those opportunities around access is a huge opportunity for us to address in the New Orleans market.
So where do you see this going from here? Obviously, I have to imagine there's a desire to kind of blow this out across the city. And I'm not trying to be critical of what I'm of this organization. I'm going to talk about it. But the other day I covered RTA and the debacle over there. And I asked the question, do they not realize the role that they play in people's lives that don't have transportation? And how many people actually rely on a stable, you know, the continuity of public transportation? And when you have these disruptions and this uncertainty and the governance of the organization, it's like, what are we thinking about? What are we missing here?
Yeah, that's a great point to be made. You know, I know that's above my pay grade, you know, thinking through how we can, you know, put things in place to help our public.
No, but I have to imagine I have to imagine. Let me ask the question this way. Did it rock your world when you hear all of this disruption? I mean, I don't use public transportation, and it rocked my world because I know how many people rely on it.
Oh, yeah. It definitely disrupts, right? One's ability to get to and from work or just to get to their clinician. You know, one of the things that I did find very interesting is through Uber Health and Lyft Health, they have a program where they help provide credits for individuals that might be from a low resource community to get back and forth to their doctor's offices. And so, when I see a problem, I immediately try to think through, okay, what is a possible solution? So in the interim, as we try to figure out how to get our public transportation system working adequately so that everybody can have access, okay, what's the thing that we can put in place where individuals can still move forward and still have access to get to places where they need, particularly around their health? You know, most people think when you don't have your health, you don't have much of anything else. You can't go to work. Yeah. You know, you really can't do a whole lot of things. And so, you know, I just started thinking through opportunities where we can actually, like, okay, what is a plan B as we work on the plan A to get those things situated?
And so you said they're actually running this program?
No, well, there is a program through Uber Health.
There is a program.
A program, yes, where individuals can actually get subsidies as it relates to getting an Uber ride so they can actually get to and from, like, their clinician or to their pharmacy. Yes, so that's available. We just got to, you know, come to the lab. People can actually get connected to those resources so we can actually point them in those directions in order to be.
It's the first I'm hearing about it. It's the first I'm hearing about it, and I'm just thinking out loud. I mean, what a great idea.
Yeah. You know, Uber and Lyft is all around, yeah.
Yeah, and in many cases, it might be cheaper to do that than it is to provide public transportation in some of these areas. I mean, when you really think about it, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
And I would imagine it might, not might, probably would be more efficient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when you're dealing with individuals who might be suffering from chronic disease management, you know, and you really got to get to the physician and you really, really have to get there on your doctor's appointment, you know, on that day. And then having disruption within the public transit system, you know, just how things are at times, really got to see if there's other opportunities to get individuals to where they need to be.
So I've always viewed those as kind of disconnects, right? We got this healthcare thing going on. We've got the inability of folks, you know, and I think about it always in the context a little bit about, I guess, you know, my life. My mom's here. Mm-hmm. I'm the only mm-hmm. child that's here. There's no other mm-hmm. folks here to take care of her. If I wasn't here and mm-hmm. I was somewhere else, what would she do? Who would she turn to? Yeah. Where would she go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. And when people think a little bit outside of themselves and begin to understand that mm-hmm. this very much could be your family, there's a newfound respect for this challenge, right?
Yeah, I completely agree. Until it knocks on your door, it's very like, I don't know what that means. But when it knocks on your door, you're like, okay, this is a very real problem. And we really need to figure out a way to fix it. I completely agree.
So obviously the healthcare area is something that y'all are providing. Give us some examples of other things that y'all are doing in the community.
Yeah, so we hyper-focus on health. The reason why we opened the lab by TechPlug powered by Healthy Blue is because of the stats that basically Louisiana is 50th in health. We kind of hover around that. And so we hyper-focus on health. So anything that touches one's health. And so what we do is not only just compute community program as it relates to Purple Band-Aids, we host, I'll just go through the list of some of the things we've hosted this past year around, you know, we're really big on cultivating local talent to address the problems in their community. And so we had a shoot your shot pitch competition. And people were like, oh, okay, well, why is that? Well, we really want to bring people into the space to see, okay, you see this problem in your community. How can you address it? What is the innovation that you can bring to surface so that you can address it based on being from New Orleans, right? Because a person from Atlanta, New Jersey, probably would not address it based on someone being native from the community. And so that's part of how we're addressing some of these gaps that we're seeing as it relates to access. We also host an annual Christmas drive where we are like a center in the community where, you know, some families might not have means. And so for the last 2 years, we provided toys for Bricolage Academy and Phyllis Wheatley. Those are two schools within the community as well as one a nonprofit as well. And so we gift them those toys, not just gifting them toys, but we partner with professionals in the city so they can actually become ambassadors to what we're doing so that people outside of our, you know, 3 mile radius can learn more about what we're doing for our community there around Ursuline and Dirgenois. We also hosted an annual event called Beyond the Divide. It's an opportunity to bring innovative health tech founders from around the country to New Orleans to talk around access issue as it relates to health inequalities within our community, right? And we go back to that, we're 50th in health in the state of Louisiana, bringing more innovation into the city, into the community to really think about how do we shift this so we're not competing for the bottom, that we can actually rise to the top, to be that beacon of hope to say, okay, we can get into the state of Louisiana and shift, you know, the health inequities that we see to rise us all to the top so we can all benefit from a healthy community and healthy economy.
If you had the magic wand and you could wave it and solve one issue, what would it be? I'm just kind of curious.
Oh, wow. That's a big question there. Oh.
I mean, limited to your world, the sphere of influence that you have right now, that of mm-hmm. what you're working on, right, in the Treme yeah. area. If somebody said, Cornelius, I'm gonna deliver whatever it is that you need, what would be that one thing that would rise to the forefront for you?
Oh, wow. Two things pop to mind, but if there is one, I have to.
Oh, you can go with two.
I can go with two? Okay, thank you. I want to be able to agree to here. Go with two. So when I think about the challenges that I see in the community, one would say, let's just throw some money at the issue. And that really doesn't solve the root problem, right? And so what I would really like to see is to see a mindset or some sort of cultural shift in the way that we think about our health, right? Not from just an overindulgence or just let me just go out and have fun, but okay, how do I think about eating healthier so that I can have more longevity of life, that in the event that I have to take care of my parent, that I am in a healthy state to do that? And so I think it's more around mind shift and not necessarily dollars. It's like, mm-hmm. how can I help shift a mindset so the individual can see, like you just stated earlier, that is bigger than me. You know, I might have to take care of my mom when she gets older. So how do I keep myself in a healthy state in order to be that caregiver for her like she was for me? And so just kind of that mindset shift would be something that I would.
You know, you and I are we're on the same plane. I say it a little different. You know that you have to. There's a lot of monies that are thrown around, but you have to be in a position to receive it. And what I mean by that is execute on it. Right.
Yeah.
And it's that mindset. It's that culture. It's developing strategies, thinking outside the box, pushing the edges of the envelope, all the cliches. Yeah. But the reality is it all comes down to execution, because all the money in the world is meaningless if you're not able to execute.
Exactly. I completely agree. We're locking this with that one. Completely.
Yeah, and I mean it's funny, and I really love the way that you approached it, because it is the mindset, it is the prioritization, it is the understanding of where we're trying to be, otherwise known as the end game, right?
Yep. It's not a short game here. This is a long game, and we want to stay as healthy as we can for as long as we can, so that we can continue to be a value add to our community. You know, I noticed. You know, I'm not nascent to New Orleans. I've been here for 3 years. I'm so thankful that the community has welcomed me and allowed me to grow our work here, and they see a value. But what I noticed is if you know, individuals start, you know, the city of New Orleans Department of Health had a stat about 2 years ago that stated within the zip code in which we're currently located that the average life expectancy is 54.4 years.
Wow.
Right.
Really?
Yes. So when you think about that, you're 54, 55, and most people are like, okay, that's the end of life. That just doesn't sit right with my spirit. And so when you
it shouldn't sit right for anyone, quite frankly.
Right. Yeah. So how do you then think about then before you hit 55, 54, 55, then being turning that corner of like, okay, This isn't just about me. It's about my community, the health of my community. You know, how do we continue to make it vibrant and not just healthy, but also healthy from an economical perspective? How do we attract more businesses here? Because we need a healthy population in order to take on new businesses that come here and grow here. So that's the kind of mindset shift that I think we need to experience in order to combat some of these big problems that we're facing here in the state and the city.
If folks are interested in volunteering, helping you, donating, where would they go?
Oh, please visit us at www.techplug.tech, or, you know, you can stop by at 2600 Ursulines Avenue. That's our brick and mortar space, the Lab by Tech Plug, powered by Healthy Blue. I do need to make a plug. I'm very grateful for the support that we have from the Healthy Blue team, that Dr. Christy Valentine Thayer, and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Louisiana with Daryl Langua. They were like the early adopters and believed in what we were doing before we actually did it. And now we're proving that what we're doing is making sense in the community. So I'm very appreciative for their support, as well as GNO Inc. Their team and Daphne have, and Denise Washington over there have been great supporters as it relates to bringing HBCU students into the space and hosting a hackathon there so they can begin to think through how do you solve problems that are nascent to your community and be the change you want to see in your community.
Well, Cornelius, thank you so much for joining us. I'm really excited about your program. Best of luck to you. I'm sure that you made more friends here in the 3 years you've been here than you did anywhere else, because that's kind of our mantra here. Well, I hope so, and it's good to hear that. So so we'll just say that you're a New Orleanian now and just call it a day, right?
That's it. Yes, sir. That's it. That is it. I really appreciate your time, and thank you for having me.
Have a great week. Cornelius Bankston, managing partner of the Lab by TechPlug, powered by Healthy Blue. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. This is Newell on WWL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.